You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It is a very, very good morning to the Strathbogie Shire Council Mayor, Councillor Laura Binks. Good morning, Laura. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Peter. I'm chilly up here in the Strathbogie Ranges, but I'm good.
Yeah. Yes, it would be a little cooler where you are, I guess,
than down
here on the flat. And a little bit of H2O coming our way over the weekend as well.
Sorry, say that again. I just missed you.
Oh, sorry. A little bit of rain coming over the weekend.
Yes.
How are the farming job looking in the mountains? Is it, or the ranges there? Has it got a bit of grass and going along okay?
Yeah, it's going along okay. It's I mean, the cold is sort of you can certainly smell all the fires burning in the homes. It's looking good up here. We've got lots of feed on the ground at the moment, which is a great thing. It is chilly.
No, well, I'm afraid we've all sort of copped that. Winter certainly has announced its arrival with a bang.
It has.
Yeah. Now, Laura. The community-owned cinema in Euroa just reopened. Give us a bit of background about how all that came about. And, of course, you had the grand opening last weekend, and I believe it went very well. But just give us a little bit of a background of how the cinema came to be in that reopening phase.
So we were awarded some grants to do some refurbishment of the cinema and give it an upgrade. And anyone that's visited the Euroa Community Centre will remember the fabulous vintage cinema chairs that we had there. Whilst they looked pretty fabulous, they weren't that comfortable. So we got some funds to be able to get some new cinema chairs in. We did maintain some of the old ones. For prosperity, but they've been most of the chairs in there are now all these really comfy big cinema chairs. We've polished the floorboards, we've given it a fresh coat of paint, and it is it's looking really spectacular. So
great, and I'm sure all the cinema goers will be very grateful to be sitting in a comfy seat.
Oh, absolutely. And we've also got some seats which, you know, make it much easier if you've got walking aids or a wheelchair. So we've made it a much more accessible space as well, which is really important, and a big part of our council plan is about inclusion and accessibility. So that's really exciting as well, making it available to more people in our community.
Yeah, no, that is fantastic, because entertainment in a community sense, wow, it's obviously been lacking over the last couple of years, but I think more importantly, you know, smaller venues and smaller areas have tended not to have that kind of entertainment available. So, yeah, I think it's great that the Strathbogie Shire have said, well, okay, here's the go, we'll make it up and we'll make it available for everyone in our community.
Yeah, definitely. And we had our opening last weekend, and it was really well attended. We had two screenings over the weekend, and we had over 300 people attend. So I think everyone's really glad to see it open again and be an opportunity, something to do in town, to go out and catch a movie.
Yeah. So how is that going to pan out going forward? Are you going to run weekly or bi-weekly shows, or how will it go?
I don't know the full program, Peter, but I do know we've got a whole lot coming up this weekend. I'm hoping to get some myself. We've got The Rosemaker, which is a French film. It looks like lots of fun, as the French manage to do. So that sort of beautiful, quirky comedy that they do. So we've got The Rosemaker on tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 3:30. The Duke on Saturday at 7:30 evening, and then Sunday at 4 p.m. So we tend to do like a Friday night, a Saturday afternoon, a Saturday night, and a Sunday afternoon, generally with a couple of different films over a weekend. And then coming up for NIDOC week, we're doing a free screening of Ablaze on the Saturday, the 2nd of July at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday, the 3rd of July at 4 p.m. And Ablaze is a documentary which talks about the first Aboriginal filmmaker.
Yeah, so that's going to be of great interest, I think, to everyone, because there's sort of been a few Indigenous films, but they've mostly been directed by other people. So, yeah, great to see some films made by the Indigenous community. That's great, and good to see it being screened, is the right word I was trying to think of, for free at the Euroa Cinema.
Definitely. Yeah, it should be a really fabulous celebration of NAIDOC Week, and a great way to open those that celebratory week. So we're really looking forward to it.
Mm. Now, apart from films, which obviously is what a cinema is all about, is there is the cinema available to other community groups for community purposes? How does that operate?
It can be booked for other things. The seats are fixed, so it's not like a hall where you can move all the seats out and use the main space, because we do have the cinema seats fixed. But when we did those refurbishments, the idea was that other groups could have access to it as well, to perhaps use it for theatre, because and stage plays, because there's a stage at the front. So there are opportunities to use it for other things. And we certainly invite people to come and get in touch with council to see if it would be a suitable space for them to be able to have an event at.
Yeah, so if there's a stage there, it could also be used for speakers if the people so wished.
Definitely, yep.
Yeah, so that sounds like a very versatile area, and I think that's great, and hopefully encouraging drama for school kids and adults as well to participate. And I guess too, if I had a particular cause that I wanted to support, I could hire a film and go that way if I wished.
Yeah, you could. And absolutely. There could be a way to do that. We certainly do. We had a screening, I think it was last year, I believe, or my memory is fading.
Yeah, tell me about it.
We had a screening around, mental health in rural men, Happy Sad Man at that. So we had a special event that we hosted for that, which was another community free screening, and got lots of people in, and we actually were lucky enough to have the filmmaker to be present with that for a bit of a Q&A afterwards. So we're certainly open to those sort of community events or specialist screenings for sure.
Yeah. No, that sounds great, and people can contact the Shire offices in Euroa if they would like to participate or do something along those lines.
Yeah, that's a good place to start, because it's one of our groups that is managed through Shire staff. So if you can't contact the Shire offices, they'll get you in touch with the right people. And we've also got, at the moment, we're also got a voting system up, which if people wanted to jump onto our share.strathbogie.vic.gov.au site, we're asking community to pick their choice of films, what they'd like to see, and just a bit of, we're just gathering a bit more information from what the community would like to see at the cinema, what kind of films they might like, what genre, and right down to what kind of snacks they'd like to see in the candy bar.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's a community facility. Take your choice and make sure that the Shire know what you would like to see. Just run that address past us again slowly, because, that's a great idea to get people involved.
It's www.share.strathbogie.vic.gov.au.
There we go. And you can have your say, even down to what snacks are sold. Yeah, you can't argue with that. Laura, just while we've got you here, briefly, anything else of importance going on with the Strathbogie Shire at the moment?
Oh, there's always lots of things.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, we've got our budget review happening on Tuesday. So anyone that was submitted to our budget will be hearing from them on Tuesday, and then our budget will be coming back. We've also got engagement on as to council's future involvement with January 26th events, and just looking at how we might go forward with that if we continue to support the Australia Day committees, or if they choose to do them on their own, because they can apply directly to the Australia Day Council. And that forms part of our inclusivity objectives and working on our Memorandum of Understanding with the Tangerang Land and Waters Council. Mm-hmm. And What else have we got?
So much going on. She's got, what can I mention?
We've got, Greening Yarrowa. I must mention Greening Yarrowa. We've got this really fabulous project we're doing a lot of advocacy for. In fact, I was interviewed by Shep News earlier in the week about it, and it's Let's Green Yarrowa. So we've got this really innovative project to bring in the treated water from the water treatment plant, which is on the edge of Yarrowa, and pipe it back into town to green our outdoor spaces. So the three schools, the high school and the two primary schools, the Memorial Oval, the Friendlies Oval, the Croquet Club, the Tennis Club, the Arboretum, all those outdoor green spaces that obviously need water to keep them beautiful and green. We've developed this project with community, with Goulburn Valley Water, and we're at the stage now that we need funding from state and federal government to actually put the infrastructure in. But it's a really great, climate smart, community driven and innovative project that would mean we'd be recycling water back into our township rather than drawing on our potable water supply to keep those green spaces green when we experience drought.
Yeah, look, just sensible use of resources available, and great stuff. Well done. Laura, we'll leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing with us about the cinema and also the other things happening in the Shire. And look forward to catching up with you again before too long.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Have a great day. Stay warm.
Yes, I'll do my best. You do the same. Laura Binks there, the Mayor of the Shire of Strathbogie.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.